Two data points define the current AI moment. MIT found 95% of companies see zero return from their AI investments. AI search tools now capture 38% of desktop search traffic, according to new data from SparkToro and Datos. These facts show where the real battleground exists. My friend and colleague Alan Gagan shared the MIT report with me, joking about something I've apparently been saying for years: your AI strategy is essentially your data strategy. He pointed out that messy enterprise data will likely hinder progress, while individuals with their smaller, more manageable data profiles are adopting AI even faster. Small businesses follow a similar pattern, moving at an individual speed rather than an enterprise's speed, because their data isn't trapped in 17 different systems from 3 decades of digital transformation initiatives. Thanks to Crystal Carter at Wix, Crystal Carter at Wix tracked AI search growing from 0 to over 600 million users in 18 months, while Google's growth stays flat. Rand Fishkin's SparkToro data indicates that AI tools will reach 38% penetration on desktop devices by June 2025, up from 8% just 2 years ago. Consumer adoption is happening quickly, while enterprise implementations fail at high rates. Thanks to Benjamin Tannenbaum, co-founder CEO at ASO, for also highlighting this research. Of course, usage patterns tell only part of the story, but when 38% of desktop users consistently return to these tools, they're finding value that traditional enterprise solutions aren't delivering. The battleground is browser control. Anthropic's Claude AI just announced its new Chrome extension. Perplexity has already built and launched its own Comet browser, and OpenAI is reportedly developing its ChatGPT browser. Claude and Gemini chose to operate inside existing browsers through extensions. In contrast, other AI shops are building their own or leveraging an existing user interface, like Grok inside of X. This is a major unlock. The Anthropic extension allows Claude to navigate pages, click buttons, and fill out forms directly in Chrome. Anthropic is initially limiting it to 1,000 users due to a myriad of concerns, including prompt injection risks where hidden elements on websites could take control of your documents or potentially access other portions of your operating system through browser interactions. Security concerns are critical, but they miss the larger pattern emerging from these competing approaches. We're going to see significant fragmentation of search inside of the browser, where the AI starts to do all the research for you by leveraging the browser itself. And if Google Chrome starts to lose market share in this browser battle, it will accelerate the fragmentation of search. All those citations for everything the AI uncovers and all the curated answers can then be formulated into clear, concise instructions and information. Browser integration represents the narrowing battleground where AI winners and losers get decided. Companies failing with AI are trying to implement it as standalone solutions or waiting for vendors to add features, while consumers are already using AI-powered browsers to get actual work done. While APIs and back-end integrations matter for system-to-system automation, browser integration captures where knowledge workers actually spend their time, inside SaaS applications. The technology acceptance chasm gets wider. The data from SparkToro and Wix shows classic technology adoption theory playing out quickly. We've moved past the early adopters and innovators who started using ChatGPT in late 2022. We're now watching the early majority drive AI tools to 38% desktop penetration. This is Jeffrey Moore's crossing of the chasm moment happening in real time. Why TAM predicted this AI explosion? Fred Davis's Technology Acceptance Model, 1989, explains why the adoption of AI surpasses that of previous technologies. Is it useful? If so, how hard is it to use? Davis, 1989. TAM has been revised multiple times since its introduction, but its core insight remains. People choose technology based on two primary factors: perceived utility, what benefit will they get from it? AI tools deliver immediate, tangible benefits. ChatGPT writes emails in seconds. Claude analyzes documents instantly. Perplexity replaces 20 Google searches with one answer. The utility is noticeable, measurable, and immediate. Perceived ease of use, the cognitive burden of using the technology. AI approaches zero cognitive burden. You talk to it, it understands you. No manuals, no training, no certifications. Technology that understands natural language eliminates the friction that stopped previous enterprise software rollouts. When technology understands us when we speak to it, the adoption predicted by the TAM model should be high. The 38% desktop penetration in 18 months confirms the adoption I have been expecting. We've never had technology that understands us so well, which makes the utility even higher. A tool that's both useful and requires zero training creates adoption rates that previous technologies took decades to achieve. Not drawn to scale because I am lazy. Enterprise software failed the TAM test for 20 years. SAP required months of training, high cognitive burden, for unclear benefits, questionable utility. AI passes both tests immediately. An employee can open ChatGPT and get value in 30 seconds without reading a single documentation page. TAM predicted this would happen when the right technology arrived. The data shows it's happening now. This chart doesn't capture time usage, but it's in the right direction. TAM also explains why the technology acceptance model breaks down for enterprise AI. In consumer markets, early adopters create the bridge for mainstream users by proving value and establishing use cases. In enterprise markets, IT departments and procurement processes create an artificial chasm between early adopters, individual employees using consumer AI tools, and organizational adoption, approved enterprise platforms that arrive 2 years late. By the time they implement anything, the early majority has become the late majority, and the technology has evolved 3 generations forward. True mastery requires skill development, but the entry barrier has collapsed. An employee can extract value immediately, then refine their approach over time. Impossible with traditional enterprise software. By the way, I just found the following funny. When you go to sign up, Claude has you fill out a classic Google form that's stored in a spreadsheet somewhere at their offices. One of the most powerful AI companies in the world is moving so fast that they do what the rest of us do: build a Google form if you want something done quickly. Anthropic prioritizes speed over polish when launching technology. If you want to go far, bring others. If you want to go fast, use Google Forms. This same bias towards speed over perfection could unlock enterprise AI adoption. Ship something useful today, rather than planning the perfect solution for tomorrow. Bridge the consumer-enterprise gap now, with your team. Map where your employees already use AI tools. Survey your teams about their usage of ChatGPT, Claude, and Perplexity, as these individuals are your organization's innovators and early adopters in the technology acceptance model. Document the repetitive browser-based tasks they're automating unofficially. You'll discover your actual AI opportunity areas rather than theoretical use cases from vendors. These employees have already crossed the chasm individually. They're waiting for their organizations to catch up. Give employees browser-based AI tools directly. You could give all your employees Claude Chrome or Perplexity Comet. It doesn't solve problems if those people aren't formulaic about how they do their tasks. Identify where there's overlap between repetitive SaaS tasks and browser automation capabilities. Projects that seem to be failing can scale up quickly once you identify where the browser, via a conversational interface, can automate tasks that employees repeatedly perform within SaaS applications operating within the browser. Test browser automation on contained workflows. Pick 3 processes that happen entirely within SaaS-based browser tools and run parallel automation tests using browser extensions or AI-powered browsers. Focus on data entry between systems, report generation from multiple sources, and routine form completions that consume hours weekly. A sales rep updating Salesforce after every call, an HR manager entering data into Workday, a project manager updating tasks from email threads. These small automations compound quickly when multiplied across teams and departments. Measure actual time saved, not projected efficiency gains. Scale only what proves value in real usage. Accept that fragmentation is permanent. Stop waiting for a unified AI platform that will never exist. Build competency in multiple AI tools because your employees are already. Create guidelines for ChatGPT, Claude, Perplexity, and Gemini usage rather than picking one winner. Each excels at different tasks, and your teams know this better than your IT department does. More on how enterprises find themselves in a compressed adoption cycle. The AI maturity paradox. Why 99% of organizations are still on the journey. www.betatable.com/p/the AI maturity paradox AF25857688